The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter number 4, text number 20, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 8th, 2012, in Santiago, Chile.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamascha. So this verse, Bhagavatam 2:4:20, is very, very deep in significance.
Entonces este verso en capítulo 4:20 es muy significativo.
What is the basic point of this verse?
¿Cuál es el punto básico de este verso?
The basic point is the devotee is praying, may Krishna be merciful to me.
El punto principal es que el devoto ora que el Señor Krishna sea misericordioso conmigo.
Why the devotee is praying that maybe Krishna be merciful?
Porque está el devoto orando de que el Señor sea misericordioso.
Isn't Krishna already merciful?
¿No es que Krishna ya es misericordioso?
So why one should pray that Krishna be merciful?
¿Por qué uno debiera orar de que Krishna sea misericordioso?
Is that to induce Krishna to be merciful?
¿Es para inducir a Krishna que sea misericordioso?
Actually, we pray that way to induce ourselves to be in the proper mood of accepting the mercy.
En realidad, uno ora así para inducirnos nosotros mismos, para tener el humor de recibir esa misericordia.
And Krishna's mercy comes in one of two ways.
Y la misericordia de Krishna viene de una u otra manera.
It comes through the spiritual energy.
Viene por la,
or through the material energy.
Viene mediante la energía espiritual o la energía material.
So that mercy is always manifested.
Entonces esa energía ya está siendo manifestada.
But you have your choice, which way do you want to get it?
Pero tú tienes la opción de elegir de qué manera quieres recibirla.
The devotee, he cultivates the mood of getting the mercy through the spiritual energy.
El devoto desarrolla el humor de recibir la misericordia por la energía espiritual.
And the non-devotee, he gets the mercy through the material energy.
Y el no devoto recibe la misericordia por la energía material.
So what is the mercy for the non-devotee?
¿Pero cuál es la misericordia para el no devoto?
Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease.
Nacimiento, enfermedad, muerte y vejez.
So one may say, how is the disease the mercy of God?
Pero alguien puede decir, pero ¿cómo va a ser la enfermedad la misericordia de Dios?
These sufferings of material existence are to help us realize this is not our actual home.
Porque eso nos está llevando a... El sufrimiento nos está llevando a recordar de que este no es nuestro verdadero hogar.
I want to always enjoy great happiness.
Yo siempre quiero disfrutar de gran felicidad.
Why this suffering is forced upon me?
Porque el sufrimiento está siendo forzado a mí.
An intelligent man will wonder, this doesn't seem right, it doesn't seem natural.
Entonces el devoto piensa, esto, una persona piensa, entonces, ¿por qué me está pasando esto a mí? No es natural.
Something is wrong with my consciousness.
Algo anda mal con mi conciencia.
Why am I experiencing suffering?
Porque estoy experimentando sufrimiento.
An intelligent person can understand God could not be so cruel as to create a world which there's nothing but suffering.
Entonces una persona inteligente puede entender de que cómo Dios va a haber creado algo, un mundo en donde solamente hay sufrimiento.
So there has to be a genuine position of happiness.
Entonces, tiene que haber una posición genuina de felicidad.
When I was a student in the university,
cuando yo era un estudiante en la universidad,
I was thinking, why is it that I am studying hard to make good grades?
Yo estaba pensando, ¿cómo es que yo estoy estudiando duro para tener buenas notas?
So I get a good degree.
Para
to get a good job,
así obtener un buen trabajo,
to get a good wife,
y luego obtener una buena esposa,
to get a good house,
y tener una buena casa,
to get a good car,
un bonito auto,
to get some good kids,
unos bonitos niños,
and get a good coffin.
Coffin?
Sillón.
Ah, y obtener un buen sillón.
Gracias. What's the point?
¿Cuál es el punto?
I'm doing all this work just to get a very nice casket buried 6 feet under the ground in the cemetery. That's all. And for a few years, my friends and relatives will put some very nice flowers on my grave every year.
Sí, por algún tiempo, mis amigos y familiares van a ponerme bonitas flores todos los años.
Until they forget about me.
Hasta que ellos me olviden.
What is the point of working so hard just to get a good coffin?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el punto de trabajar tan duro para obtener un ataúd?
Life couldn't be that bad. I mean, God wouldn't be that cruel, you know.
Entonces, la vida no puede ser así de mala. Dios no puede ser así de cruel.
There has to be something better than this.
Tiene que haber algo mejor que esto.
There just has to be.
Tiene que haber.
So I studied all, we were studying in our course in the university, all the great philosophers of the West.
Entonces, nosotros estábamos estudiando en la universidad a todos los grandes filósofos del,
the Greek philosophers, the Roman philosophers, the medieval philosophers, the existentialist philosophers.
Los filósofos de Occidente, los filósofos griegos, los filósofos medievales, los filósofos existencialistas.
But nobody could tell you how to actually achieve pure bliss.
Pero nadie te puede enseñar de cómo obtener bienaventuranza pura.
I didn't want to settle for a life of misery. I'm sorry, I didn't want a life of misery.
Yo me quería salvar de la vida miserable. Lo siento, yo no quería ser miserable.
They wanted me to know, okay, what are you going to major in now here at the university?
Entonces ellos me instigaban, me decían, bueno, ¿y de qué te vas a graduar de la universidad?
I couldn't decide what I should major in because I didn't even know who I was yet.
Yo no les podía decir de qué es lo que yo me quería graduar si ni siquiera sabía quién era.
What kind of university is it? But they don't even tell you who you are.
¿Qué clase de universidad son aquellos, son ellos que ni siquiera te pueden explicar quién eres?
You're left in a complete state of illusion, not knowing who you are even. And then they say, okay, now what do you want to get your degree in? What kind of career do you want, boy? It just doesn't make any sense.
Pero no tiene ningún sentido.
You're supposed to get very fired about being a chemist or a biologist or an astronomer.
Entonces ellos te instan a que te vuelvas un muy buen abogado o un buen astrónomo.
Or a businessman.
Se supone que te tienes que entusiasmar con el hecho de ser un biólogo, un astrónomo, algo así.
Claro.
Or a violin player, you know.
O un tocador de violín.
Supposed to get all fired up about some kind of occupation. But it has nothing to do with the self, the Atma. It's artificial.
Es artificial.
It's simply some temporary arrangement of the material energy.
Es simplemente un arreglo temporal con la energía ilusoria.
So it's absolutely essential if someone is going to taste actual happiness.
Entonces es absolutamente esencial si alguien quiere obtener real felicidad.
That they can understand who am I?
De que él pueda entender.
Why do I exist?
Why do I what?
Where have I come from?
¿Por qué existo? ¿De dónde vengo?
I was one time giving a lecture to some young students at a school in Helsinki, Finland.
Yo estaba una vez dando una conferencia a unos jóvenes en una escuela en Helsinki, Finlandia.
And I asked the students, can any of you say why you exist?
Y le pregunté a los estudiantes, ¿puede alguno de ustedes decirme por qué existe?
And one boy raised his hand. He said, I exist because my mother and father wanted to have a baby. Just see, this is the level of understanding that people have. They're completely absorbed in soy cuerpo consciousness. They have no alma consciousness at all.
No tienen conciencia de alma.
Nada. So one has to hear from a bona fide spiritual master.
Entonces uno tiene que escuchar del maestro espiritual que
digno. One has to hear from revealed scriptures.
Uno tiene que escuchar de las escrituras reales.
One has to hear from the saintly devotees of the Lord.
Uno tiene que escuchar de los devotos santos del Señor.
To get that flip of the switch within the heart, you see, that flipping of the switch, the turning out of the consciousness.
Para obtener esa activación del switch del corazón.
Everybody has spiritual consciousness within them.
Todos tienen conciencia espiritual dentro.
But that spiritual consciousness has been turned off by bad association.
Pero esa conciencia espiritual ha sido apagada por la asociación material.
Asatsanga.
Asatsanga.
But if you can get some satsanga,
pero si tú puedes obtener alguna satsanga,
even from 1 second, Shastra says,
incluso por un segundo, el Shastra dice,
sadhu sanga sarva shastra kai, sadhu sanga lava matra sarva siddhi hai. If you can get that, sadhu sangha, the association of a saintly devotee.
Si tú puedes obtener ese sadhu sangha, la asociación con devotos santos.
For even 1 second.
Por lo menos,
actually, the Sanskrit is lava matra.
En realidad, el Sanskrit es lava matra.
1/11 of a second.
Un onceavo de un segundo.
Then that switch inside your heart can be flipped on, you see.
Luego, ese switch del corazón puede ser prendido.
You can realize, soy alma, no soy cuerpo.
Tú puedes realizar, yo soy alma, no soy cuerpo.
I have nothing to do with this cuerpo.
No tengo nada que ver con este cuerpo.
It's simply stool, urine, blood, mucus, pus, and all kinds of other disgusting ingredients.
Es solamente orina, excremento, sangre, gas, solamente pura cosa asquerosa.
If I gave you a plastic bag,
si yo te doy una bolsa de plástico,
and in that bag there was stool, urine, pus, blood, mucus, and vomit.
Y en esa bolsa hay orina, excremento, pus, sangre, vómito y...
You know, now this is you. Would you like to be a bag of stool, urine, pus, blood, and vomit? But that's what we're trained to be in this society. From the very moment we come out of our mother's womb.
Desde el mismo momento en que salimos del vientre de la madre.
What is the first thing they say?
¿Cuál es la primera cosa que ellos dicen?
How do you say it's a boy? Es niño.
Es un niño.
Es niño.
Es un niño.
Es un
niño.
Es niño or un niño.
Yeah, un.
Es un niño. Es un niña. It's a boy. It's a girl.
Es un niño. Es una niña.
The first thing you hear when you come out of your mother's womb, they're immediately saying, "Oh, it's a boy. It's a girl." Niña, niña, you see?
La primera cosa que tú escuchas cuando el niño sale del vientre es, oh, es un niño.
So immediately you think, yes, niño, niña, you see, you're thinking that way.
Inmediatamente tú te pones a pensar, oh, sí, es un niño, es una niña.
You're programmed from the very moment of birth to think that you're the body.
Estamos siendo programados desde el mismo nacimiento para creer que somos el cuerpo.
But how can you be something that you're not?
Pero ¿cómo puede ser algo de lo que tú no eres?
I say, okay, now be a bag of stool and urine.
Yo puedo decirte, okay, entonces sé una bolsa de excremento y orina.
Be a good bag of stool and urine.
Sé un buen bolsa de excremento y orina.
How can you be a bag of stool and urine?
¿Cómo puede ser tú una bolsa de excremento y orina?
You can say, well, I'll try really hard, mom and dad, to be a good bag of stool and urine. I'll try really hard. You spend your whole life trying to be a bag of stool and urine. In the end, what are you attached to? You're a bag of stool and urine, that's all. That's what you get for a whole life of serving. A bag of stool and urine. You just get a bag of stool and urine.
Eso es lo que obtienes por servir toda tu vida una bolsa de excremento y orina, una bolsa de excremento y orina.
So now you can see why people are so miserable.
Entonces ahora ustedes pueden pensar por qué la gente.
How many people in Santiago are actually happy?
¿Cuántas personas en Santiago son en realidad felices?
Nobody is happy in this city.
Nadie es feliz en esta ciudad.
How many people in Chile are happy?
¿Cuántas personas en Chile?
Nobody in Chile is happy.
Nadie en Chile es feliz.
How many people on this planet are happy?
¿Cuántas personas en este planeta son felices?
Even the rich, famous, powerful people, nobody is happy. Everybody is miserable.
Incluso las personas famosas y ricas, nadie es feliz.
Because everybody is simply trying to be a bag of stool and urine. That's all they're trying to do.
Porque simplemente todos están tratando de ser una bolsa de excremento y orina. Eso es lo
They have been so badly misguided by their parents.
Han sido tan mal dirigidos por sus padres.
By the teachers.
Por sus profesores.
By the songwriters.
Por los escritores de canciones.
By the actors.
Por los actores.
By the political leaders.
Por los políticos.
They have been so badly misguided.
Ellos han sido tan mal dirigidos.
The only hope.
La única esperanza.
Is that somehow or other they can come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
De que ellos puedan de alguna u otra manera ponerse en contacto con un maestro.
If somehow they can just get these books of Srila Prabhupada.
Si de alguna manera ellos tan solo pudieran ponerse en contacto.
They can realize, I'm not the body.
Entonces ellos podrían decir, ok, yo no soy el
Wow! I'm actually a spiritual being.
Yo soy en realidad un ser espiritual.
I'm eternal.
Soy eterno.
Instead of simply trying to serve this temporary body, I can actually serve God.
En vez de tener que disfrutar este cuerpo temporal, yo puedo decir, oh, no, en realidad yo soy parte de Dios.
Does the Catholic Church teach people how to serve God?
¿Hay alguna de estas iglesias católicas que le enseña a la gente cómo servir a Dios?
They teach people how to ask God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me.
Ellos enseñan a la gente en realidad a pedir, dame esto, dame esto.
All the Christians.
Todos los cristianos.
The Hindus, the Sikhs, the Jews, everybody is the Muslims, everybody is approaching God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me.
Los Hindus, los Hindis, los musulmanes, los hindúes, todos están enseñándoles a la gente a que simplemente vive.
How many people are humbly approaching the God, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service?
¿Cuántas personas están en realidad, o cuántas iglesias están enseñando a las personas que se acercan?
This is the unique contribution of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. They are teaching how to serve God. All the way to the perfectional stage of coming into one of the five rasas. Coming back to one's original transcendental identity in the kingdom of God. So when the devotee here is praying for the mercy of Krishna, this is muy muy significado. This is the mood that we must embrace. So we can get out of this nonsense place. Where life is such a disgrace. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
Hay gente que también hace bien entre comillas, ¿no?
There are some people that makes
there are some people that makes good, like from that people think. That some people makes good, like it's supposed that they good.
Por ejemplo, actividad piadosa.
For example, pious activities.
Yes. There are different kinds of suffering.
Claro, diferentes tipos. Pero esas personas no piensan que están solamente sirviendo una bolsa de excremento y orina, digamos, ¿no? Mm. Piensan que están haciendo algo más trascendental, digamos, por la sociedad, por la humanidad, etcétera.
But they don't think that they are only serving a bag of stool and urine, that they are serving actual more transcendental purpose.
Yes, they are serving the other bags of stools and urine. Yes.
Sí, están sirviendo a otra bolsa de excremento y urina.
It is called. There is two types of selfishness.
Hay dos tipos de egoísmo.
Prabhupada describes two types.
Prabhupada dice que hay dos.
Concentrated selfishness.
Egoísmo concentrado.
And extended selfishness.
Y egoísmo extendido.
Concentrated means I just serve this bag of stool and urine only.
Concentrado significa yo solamente sirvo a esta bolsa de cemento y urina.
Extended means I will also serve your bag of stool and urine.
Extendido significa yo también voy a servir tu bolsa de cemento.
Because you are serving my bag of stool and urine, I will serve your bag of stool and urine also.
Porque tú estás sirviendo mi bolsa de cemento y urina, yo voy a servir tu bolsa de cemento y urina.
So there is some improvement.
Entonces, sí, hay un poco de mejoría.
But it is still based on the false bodily conception.
Pero aún así está basado en la falsa concepción del cuerpo.
Therefore, it doesn't satisfy the self actually.
Por lo tanto, no satisface al ser en realidad.
Okay. Gracias. Gracias por la respuesta. Quería preguntar otra cosa con respecto a ese punto. Que a veces nosotros los devotos, o los aspirantes devotos también, en mi caso, pensamos mucho en la trascendencia, pensamos mucho en temas que están a veces fuera de nuestra experiencia inmediata, ¿no?
Sometimes we as devotees or people who are trying to be a devotee, we are many times always thinking about transcendence and we are not very much thinking about como cotidiano,
pues, sí, nuestra experiencia. Pensar en cosas que están más allá de nuestra visión, más allá de nuestra experiencia.
We are thinking very much, or we are thinking too much about what is beyond our experience.
No.
We are thinking.
Claro. Y eso. Y a veces eso.
What's the question?
Entonces, y a veces se vuelve un poco artificial.
Yeah. So it sometimes becomes a little artificial.
Porque nos preocupamos poco de los aspectos humanos.
Because we don't care much about the human aspects.
Por ejemplo, servir a un devoto que está enfermo.
For example, to serve a disease devotee.
That means neophyte devotees.
Que hay otras personas que de otras religiones que tienen incluso más claro su aspecto.
Eso significa devoto neófito.
Mm-hmm. So what's the question?
Esa es la pregunta.
Question is this. That we are more thinking about higher levels, which is not, we cannot perceive it. But we are not taking care of the immediate needs and all
yes.
those things.
So what's the question?
That is the question. So we are not in a real state, we are just artificially doing that.
That's not a question, that's a statement. What's the question?
La pregunta sería,
so can you explain that?
La pregunta sería, cómo nosotros desarrollamos ese sentido de más humanidad, digamos, o sin estar, cómo hacemos para no saltarnos ese aspecto que es importante también, de desarrollar esos aspectos humanitarios, digamos, que tienen que ver con la vida, digamos.
So one may say, while the devotee is so much absorbed in taking care of the ultimate needs, he's neglecting the immediate needs. Is that? Is that the question?
Sí, pero de los demás, de las demás personas.
And from the other needs also. That the devotee is not taking care of the other needs also.
For example, the
other ones
need.
Others people. Others people.
The needs of others?
Yes.
No, he says that
There's pious people in other religions. Mm-hmm. They take care of people in general.
Yes.
And then we devotees, we are too much preoccupied with the transcendental things.
Yeah.
And then what about that, these people? Why devotees don't have so much these...
Yeah, well, Prabhupada one time was questioned by a reporter in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
What are you Hare Krishna people doing for the society? What kind of welfare work are you doing anyway? I mean, besides giving away prasadam at the temple, what welfare work are you doing anyway? I mean, you're playing some drums and singing on the street corner. What are you really doing to help society? Prabhupada then began interrogating the reporter. Do you know what is actual welfare?
Entonces, Prabhupada en realidad empezó a entrevistar de vuelta al reportero. Le dijo, ¿tú sabes en realidad lo que es el bien común?
Prabhupada did not take a defensive position. Well, we're doing this and we help people off drugs. And he didn't go into all these kind of things.
Entonces, en realidad no se lo tomó a la ofensiva y le dijo, no, mira, todo esto es un...
But he put it back on the reporter. He said, but do you know what is the actual welfare of all living beings?
Entonces, le preguntó de vuelta al reportero, ¿tú sabes en realidad lo que es el bienestar social? Mm-hmm.
One may say, well, Hare Krishna is, you know, how many charity hospitals of the yoga? Of course we have one, but how much charity work are they doing anyway? You see, one may question like that.
Alguien nos puede preguntar, pero a ver, ustedes personas Hare Krishna, ¿cuántos hospitales así de...?
But you have to know, what is actual charity?
¿Cuánta caridad hacen? Pero ustedes tienen que saber de que la caridad en realidad...
The materialistic people, he can only see the... His only vision is the temporary needs. He can't see the ultimate need of the living being.
Una persona materialista no puede ver las necesidades últimas, sino que solamente ve las necesidades inmediatas.
Somebody who can do a lot for the temporary needs, they're celebrated as the greatest humanitarians.
Entonces alguien puede hacer mucho trabajo por la necesidad inmediata y dice, no, wow, esta es una gran persona.
But it's like watering a tree, Prabhu.
Pero es como regar un árbol, Prabhu.
Somebody may be putting water all over the leaves. And you think, oh, just see how much water he's giving the tree. He's very busy. He brings in 500 people and he has people watering this leaf and watering that leaf. And 500 people making a big, big thing, watering all the leaves of the tree.
Entonces, tiene 500 personas regando muy cuidadosamente todas las hojas de un árbol.
Some organization may come in and water 500 leaves on the tree, you see. Then there's one simple person down here, he's just watering the root, he's neglecting the rest of the tree. I mean, say, what is he doing? He's just watering the root. I mean, it's only one root, he's only watering the one root. These other people are watering the 500 leaves, so they must be better than he are, because they're doing 500 times more work than he is doing. They must be better.
Entonces alguien puede plantear el hecho de que, ¿qué estás haciendo? Eres solamente uno que está regando la raíz y 500 personas, seguramente tú estás...
What's this hombre doing here anyway? He's only watering the root.
¿Qué es este hombre solo que está aquí regando la raíz?
But who is doing the best welfare for that tree?
¿Pero quién está haciendo el mejor servicio?
The 500 people who are watering the leaves or that one hombre who is watering the root?
¿La 500 personas que están regando las hojas o este solo hombre que está regando la raíz?
So, from a material viewpoint, yeah, we're not, the Hare Krishna movement isn't doing that much as other organizations.
Entonces,
material viewpoint.
Desde el punto de vista material, los Hare Krishna sí, no están haciendo mucha contribución social como otras organizaciones.
But material viewpoint is imperfect.
Pero el punto de vista material es imperfecto.
But the fact is that the Krishna consciousness movement is actually doing the only real welfare to deliver the suffering people of this planet.
Pero el hecho es que la gente de Hare Krishna en realidad es la única que está haciendo un beneficio verdadero a la humanidad.
The devotee of the Lord who is actually that devotional movement which is actually teaching pure bhakti how to liberate the soul from his endless suffering in the cycle of birth and death, he's doing the greatest benefit for all living entities.
Entonces la organización que está intentando retener el sufrimiento producto del nacimiento, el ciclo interminable de nacimiento y muerte, él está haciendo el mejor trabajo social.
You can blow on somebody's boil.
Tú puedes soplar de
You can blow on their boil, or you can remove the boil.
The boil.
Boil, you know, when you get when a boil is in your hand, your bag, you may get a boil. A big thing swells up. It's called a boil.
Wood.
So material welfare is simply blowing on the boil. That's all.
Entonces la persona materialista está simplemente soplando del furúnculo.
But the pure devotees, they are removing that boil, you see.
Pero los devotos puros están retirando ese furúnculo.
Es como, Prabhu, disculpa, lo último, así más cortito, como que sentí como que se desvió un poco el sentido de lo que yo quería preguntar, si era básicamente era nosotros como devotos, no en la sociedad, nosotros como organización, ¿no? Como nuestra sociedad, nosotros no, ISCO, ¿no? Nosotros. Como nosotros desarrollamos más ese aspecto humanitario, ¿no? Que otras religiones lo tienen.
Entre
los de preocupación por el prójimo, enfermedades, problemas económicos, que afectan también a las personas y que afectan en su conciencia. No somos devotos puros todos, nosotros no estamos en la trascendencia todos, tenemos que vivir el día a día, tenemos que lidiar con una serie de problemas y tenemos que estar organizados de alguna otra forma para apoyarnos en otros aspectos que no son espirituales, que son emocionales, que son sociales, que tienen que ver con la vida en sociedad.
It says that in the case of not only in general your other religions and organizations, but we devotees, how we can deal with the other devotees with the more compassionate and like to help them in the difficult days and like these.
Okay, comprende, yeah. Yes. As neophyte devotees, we have a tendency to be very selfish.
Como devotos neófitos tenemos la tendencia de ser muy egoístas.
To be very proud.
De ser muy orgullosos.
To be very arrogant.
Muy arrogantes. See?
But when one actually advances in Krishna consciousness,
cuando alguien en realidad avanza en conciencia de Krishna,
he understands the real secret of bhakti is to always be in the mood of giving.
Entiende que el verdadero humor del bhakti es siempre estar en el humor de dar.
How much I can give to the devotees.
¿Cuánto yo puedo dar a los devotos?
That is my advancement.
Ese es mi avance.
You see, in material life, the more you can become expert in taking from others, that is your advancement.
En la vida material, cuanto más hábil seas tratando de tomar de los demás,
like a very successful millionaire, he's very expert at stealing from others, you see.
Como un millonario muy exitoso, él es muy experto en robar del otro.
So we have to completely reverse that mentality.
Entonces nosotros tenemos que completamente revertir esa situación.
Instead of the taking mentality, we have to develop that mood of giving.
En vez de la mentalidad de tomar, tenemos que desarrollar la mentalidad de dar.
Just like in Sanskrit, the word da, you see, giving.
Da. Tal como en el sánscrito, la palabra da significa.
In Vrindavan, what is the mood?
Y en Vrindavan, ¿cuál es el humor?
The Vrindavan mood is giving.
El humor de Vrindavan es dar.
One who gives fame, what is that called? Yashoda. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, one who gives fame. She's a giver, you see.
Entonces, alguien que da dolor es.
So if you would like to enter the spiritual world, if you want to live in the world of Vrindavan at every minute, you will enter into Goloka Vrindavan even within your present body to the extent that you're in the mood of giving, 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 giving. We saw this wonderful mood in Prabhupada's sister.
Nosotros vimos ese hermoso humor en la persona de la hermana de Prabhupada.
We call her Pishima, or aunt.
Sorry?
Yes. Pishima, which Pishima. In Bengali, Pishima means aunt. You know, like the father's sister. She is my aunt.
Uh-huh.
Entonces la significa tía, Pishma significa tía.
So she was always in the mood. She was saying, "What will you say?" She's saying, "What will you eat?" She always wanted to cook for the devotees. Cooking. She just wanted to serve the sannyasis. She always wanted to serve the sannyasis.
Entonces ella estaba siempre en su humor de siempre servir. Ella siempre quería cocinarle a los sannyasis siempre.
So this is Vaishnava, you see.
Entonces eso es Vaishnava.
Not one who wants to take, but one who wants to give.
No alguien que quiere tomar, sino alguien que quiere dar.
And the more one, you can see somebody's advancement in Krishna consciousness by how much they have a service attitude.
Tú puedes ver el avance de la persona en conciencia de Krishna, de cuánto ella tiene el humor de servicio.
How much they're trying to see that every devotee is happy.
En qué medida él está tratando de ver que todos los devotos estén felices.
Prabhupada was the perfection of this mood, you see.
Prabhupada era la perfección en este mood.
He wanted to see that every single devotee in ISKCON was happy.
Él quería ver de que cada uno de los devotos en ISKCON esté feliz.
If he was on a morning walk, he saw some devotee was chilly, feeling cold.
Si él iba en una caminata matutina y veía que uno de los devotos tenía frío.
He would give him his charter. He would give Papa would give his own charter away to the devotee.
Él le daba su propio charter al devoto.
He wanted to make sure that every devotee was well fed and was healthy and happy.
Él quería ver de que cada uno de los devotos esté bien alimentado.
So this is the secret of success in Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, ese es el secreto del éxito de conciencia de Krishna.
Always being in the mood of giving service to the Vaishnavas.
Siempre permanecer en el humor de dar servicio a los Vaishnavas.
In fact, Krishna says, unless you're the devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee.
En realidad, Krishna dice, a menos que tú seas el devoto de mi devoto, tú no eres mi devoto.
So how much are you dedicated to the devotees?
Entonces, ¿en qué grado tú estás dedicado a los devotos?
That's what Krishna wants to see.
Eso es lo que Krishna quiere ver.
If one is only dedicated to Krishna and not to the devotees, he's called Kanishta Adhikari.
Si alguien está solamente dedicado a Krishna y no a los devotos, eso es llamado Kanishta
Adhikari. He's a materialistic devotee.
Es un devoto materialista.
You only come onto the spiritual platform when you become the devotee of the devotees. Then you come to the spiritual platform.
Tú solamente te vienes a la plataforma espiritual cuando te vuelves un devoto de su devoto.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Yes.
Very good. Happy to answer your question. Well, any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Solamente tiene que ser un servicio a los devotos de Krishna. ¿Solamente eso tiene valor para Krishna? ¿O puede hacer un servicio aparte, como por ejemplo las drogas, el alcohol? ¿O tiene que ser a Krishna o a un devoto de Krishna si no me vale?
¿A los drogadictos?
Sí, sí.
I say that this service is valid only for devotees, or we can serve also to help the other people like drugs.
Yes, very good question.
Sí, muy buena pregunta.
A devotee's vision is
la visión de un devoto es
that everyone actually is part and parcel of Krishna.
De que en realidad todos son partes y porciones de Dios, de Krishna.
So, actually the devotee wants to serve all living entities.
En realidad el devoto quiere servir a todas las entidades vivientes.
He doesn't want to hurt anyone.
Él no quiere herir a nadie.
He wants to help everyone.
Él quiere ayudar a todos.
The devotee's mission is to make everybody in the whole, even the animals happy.
El asunto del devoto es volver a todos felices, incluso a los animales.
Srila Prabhupada explains in Vedic culture, it is seen that everybody is happy. In Vedic culture, they see that everyone is happy.
Si la Prabhupada explica que la cultura védica formal,
that everybody has enough to eat also.
Todos eran felices. Todos tenían,
that even the animals have enough to eat.
De que incluso los animales tienen lo suficiente para comer.
Even the plants are, they're seeing the plants are being properly respected.
Ellos veían que incluso las plantas deberían ser apropiadamente respetadas.
In Vedic culture, even a tree will not be unnecessarily cut down, you see.
En la cultura védica, ni siquiera un árbol habría sido innecesariamente cortado.
Vedic culture means to see the super soul in the heart of all living beings.
Cultura védica significa de ver a la alma espiritual en todos.
And to see that every living being is very dear to God.
y ver de que cada entidad viviente es muy querida por Dios.
Therefore, we don't kill cows.
Por lo tanto, nosotros no matamos vacas.
Especially the cow is very dear.
Especialmente la vaca es muy querida.
Because the cow is our second mother.
Porque la vaca es nuestra segunda madre.
When we stop taking our mother's best milk, then we take the breast milk of the cow.
Cuando nosotros estamos tomando la leche, nosotros estamos tomando
the cow is our second mother.
Entonces, la vaca es nuestra segunda madre.
What son would kill his own mother?
¿Qué hijo mataría a su propia madre?
So we want that all the cows should be honored and respected. And all other living beings should be honored and respected. In Vedic culture, even a little ant should be honored and respected. So our service mood is not limited to the devotees. Our service mood includes all living entities. But especially the devotees are honored.
Pero especialmente los devotos.
Because they are very, very dear to the Lord.
Porque ellos son muy, muy queridos al Señor.
But actually, everyone is a devotee.
Pero en realidad, todos son devotos.
They have simply forgotten.
Ellos simplemente lo han olvidado.
Some remember, actually, I'm a devotee of God.
¿Alguien puede en realidad recordar que yo soy un devoto de Dios?
But mostly, people have forgotten that I'm a devotee of God.
Pero la mayoría de las personas han olvidado que es un devoto de Dios.
So the best service for the suffering humanity is to awaken their dormant Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, el mejor servicio a la humanidad es ayudar a despertar su conciencia dormida.
Therefore, our mission in the Krishna consciousness movement,
entonces, nuestra misión en el movimiento para la conciencia,
is to do the highest welfare of awakening all living entities throughout the whole universe to their Krishna original state of Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, es la de ayudar a todas las personas para que ellos puedan despertar a su estado original de conciencia de Krishna.
We do not want to see that even one person is unhappy in this world.
No queremos ver ni siquiera a una persona que esté infeliz en este mundo.
Our mission is to see that everyone is happy.
Nuestra misión es ver de que todos estén felices.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes.
Cuando usted mencionó que usted estudiaba en la universidad y que no tenía sentido su vida porque veía lo material, ¿cómo llegó a ser un discípulo de Sri Prabhupada? ¿Cómo encontró ese mundo espiritual?
When you were saying that you were like trying to find that you were not finding meaning in life while you were studying, how was that you got in contact with Srila Prabhupada and develop a spiritual life?
Yes, I was. I got to a point where I wanted to completely reject the Western civilization. It was so ridiculous.
Entonces llegué al punto de realmente rechazar la vida material occidental y era muy ridícula.
I had a friend named Patrick who taught me the Hare Krishna mantra.
Y yo tuve un amigo llamado Patrick que me enseñó este mantra, Hare Krishna.
And I felt an amazing transformation by chanting Hare Krishna.
Yo sentí una transformación increíble al cantar Hare Krishna.
I had not met the devotees yet.
Yo no había conocido a los devotos aún.
So I decided to renounce the material world and just go to India and become a renunciate in India.
Entonces yo decidí de rechazar el mundo y volverme un renunciante y ir a India.
So I was going to hitchhike to New York City and get a job on a freighter that was going to India so I could get a free passage to India.
Entonces yo estaba yéndome ya a Nueva York para conseguir un trabajo en un carguero para viajar y ir a India.
But on the way something said, no, you should be going, a voice inside said, you should go to San Francisco instead of New York. So I went to San Francisco, and being a hippie, of course, I went to the Haight-Ashbury neighborhood, which is the hippie neighborhood. And there they were. Hare Krishna, the Hare Nam Party. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So in this way I got introduced to Prabhupada's movement by meeting them in the Golden Gate Park.
Entonces de esa manera yo fui introducido al movimiento Hare Krishna ahí en el
parque. And they invited me to their temple.
Luego ellos me invitaron al templo.
And then one of the devotees, his name was Makanlal from Das Brahmachari. Now he's Govinda Murdurya Maharaj. Huh? Yeah, he preached to me. So in this way, I, by the mercy of the devotees, I got connected with Prabhupada.
And
especially Vishnujana Swami then preached to me, and that really finished me off. And Vishnujana Maharaj preached to me, that was it. So by the kindness of the devotees, I understood that Prabhupada was my spiritual master. And that I must fully surrender my life at his lotus feet. Actually, I was a very wild character, to be honest. A very wild character. The devotees were very, they tolerated my nonsense and kept giving me the mercy. Because of their kindness, actually. It was Prabhupada's kindness coming through them. Because of their kindness, I was able to understand finally these teachings of Prabhupada.
Pero entonces fue por su misericordia, en realidad la misericordia de Prabhupada que descendió a través de ellos que yo pude entender.
I used to argue with them in the beginning.
Yo solía discutir con ellos en el comienzo.
You know that devotee Chitsukananda Prabhu?
¿Conocen al devoto Chitsukananda Prabhu?
He's from Latin America. But I met him on the campus.
Yo lo conocí ahí en la universidad.
And I would debate with them, you see.
Y yo solía debatir con él.
I was not yet convinced.
Yo no quería ser convencido.
I said, you Hare Krishnas, you say that your senses are imperfect.
Yo le decía, ¿qué, Hare Krishna? Ustedes dicen que sus sentidos son imperfectos.
So how you can say Krishna is God? It's your imperfect senses.
Entonces, ¿cómo pueden decir que Krishna es Dios si tienen sentidos imperfectos?
And Vishishikananda, he went, couldn't say anything. He didn't know what to say.
Vishishikananda no tuvo que decir.
So in the beginning I was very proud. I would argue with the devotees and defeat them. Of course later on I learned how to defeat my own argument. That defeat is given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. 1 to 234. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhavendrayam Indriyai Sevon Mukihi Jivados Vayamevas Padatyanaha. No one can understand the transcendental name, fame, form, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Lord with his blunt, materially contaminated senses.
Nadie puede comprender la nombre, la fama, la forma y las cualidades trascendentales del Señor por sus.
That's what I told Chitsukananda. You can't, you Hare Krishnas can't understand. So how you can say?
Mediante sus sentidos materiales. Entonces así yo les decía cómo ustedes pueden entenderlo si ustedes tienen.
But then the second half of the first defeated my argument, you see.
Pero la segunda parte de la oración derrota mi argumento.
Rupa Goswami says, but when one is Krishnized or spiritually saturated by engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, beginning with the tongue. Then the transcendental name, fame, form, qualities, etc. of the Lord become revealed to him.
Entonces, pero en la segunda parte, si la Rupa Goswami explica, pero aquel que ocupa sus sentidos en el servicio del amo de los sentidos, empezando por la lengua, luego su forma, su fama y las cualidades trascendentales del Señor se le revelan a él.
So, because the devotees, even though I was very proud Gyani at the time, impersonalist.
Pero como yo era un personalista en ese momento,
devotees kept giving me prasadam, they kept engaging me in Krishna's service, and this way I gradually became purified.
Entonces, como los devotos me ocuparon, me dieron prasadam, me ocuparon el servicio de Krishna, luego yo
And then on August 12, 1971, that most wonderful letter came from Prabhupada.
Y luego el 12 de agosto del año 1971 una hermosa carta vino de Srila Prabhupada.
And your name is Sankarshan Das.
Tu nombre es Sankarshan Das.
So this was the great kindness of Prabhupada.
Entonces,
even though I was unqualified in so many ways,
aun cuando yo era tan descualificado de tantas maneras,
Prabhupada gave me his mercy.
Prabhupada me dio su misericordia.
He accepted me as his disciple.
Y me aceptó como su discípulo.
So I think we'll stop here.
Bueno, creo que pararemos acá.
And I thank you all very much.
Le agradezco a todos mucho.
Special thanks to Maharaj for starting off the class today, enlivening us with his realizations. And we thank you all very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.